The 2013 Ford Explorer, currently driven by Ferdinand, was purchased last year with funds from his own department. Chairman Eve says he plans to ask Ferdinand to reassign the vehicle to another department because he's concerned about public perception.
A 2007 vehicle that has been already used by the police department, I use that. You know, that could have been used by him. We have surplus vehicles within our fleet. And so why purchase a brand new vehicle at that amount of money, given the economic uncertainty, given the scrutiny that's going on with the county right now in terms of our resources?
Originally, the purchase did not go before commissioners because most expenses below $50,000 don't need commission approval. Also, vehicle purchases are typically made by individual departments. Eve says the commission plans to review its policies, but he cautions against a knee-jerk reaction.
We don't want to create a policy that creates some unintended consequences, so there will be some degree of review and discussion, and then hopefully a decision would be made that will be fair and efficient.
Meanwhile, Commissioner Tom Lowe defends Ferdinand's vehicle purchase.
The man's got the authority to do it, and he's done more to make money for this county than any other single person.
And Lowe says there's no need for a policy change.
It'd take the staff $50,000 in cost to get some little study together and make a recommendation on this one little item. That don't make sense. It just does not make sense.
According to county records, Ferdinand has driven more than 7,200 miles since receiving the vehicle last September. His fuel usage during those months added up to more than $1,100 in county funds. Michelle Worth, WABE News.